Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
To another edition of Spin City Radio. This your boy Cass. Chilling down as usual. I got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, man. Chilling. All right. Bother, what's happening with you, baby?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
We chilling. We chilling. Janine, what's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Janine.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. All right,
man.
How was your day?
It was good.
Wait a minute. This is what I try to figure out. Every time the show starts, y'all just try to go into this conversation amongst yourselves. This is a show. Let's say our highs and let's get it cracking. Now.
Don't hate on my conversation.
But now, my girl Slick Mick posted on Facebook that she could finally get on the show. So I'm waiting on her to press one. I see she on, so I'm waiting on her to press one to see if she really can talk. Oh, there we go. There we go. Slick Mick.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Well, them people finally freed you.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, man. Shit, I'm ready now. I'm fucked up now. Shit, they shouldn't have let me out for 2 weeks.
Hey, now, boy.
And butter and...
Hey.
Hey, now.
Where my husband
is? Mick, check this out now. Since you've been like a dedicated listener, dedicated. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's been times that you've been like, you didn't have a lot of shit you wanted to get off your chest, but you was at work, so you couldn't say nothing. So I'm going to let you have the flow right now. I'm going to let you have the flow. Is it anything that you just want to talk about? Anything you want to get off your chest?
I got a list, nigga. Damn, how long is this show?
You know what?
Yeah.
Shit.
Man,
we're gonna go till they cut us off.
Let me see what I got right now. Give me a minute to think, man. You know I got so much shit. But give me a minute to think. Where my husband
right,
is?
But he acting real funny right now.
What?
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, he quiet again the second night.
Yeah.
Wow. Father Time.
What's happening?
Father Time, huh?
I'm multitasking. What's going on?
Nothing, pimping.
What's up, people?
Yeah. They were talking to you, dog. You the one that conversate.
What's going on? What's up? Holler at me.
I mean, it just seemed like you got quiet. It's the second night I haven't got on here. You done got quiet. You're not that quiet
now.
No,
I'm just walking in, so I'm trying to do 4 or 5 things at one time.
Oh, you Superman. You can do it. You can do it.
So what's the
all right. night? Well, you know what? I know, like I said, my girl Mick, she's a dedicated listener, but she can't ever get on because she always at work. So I told her I was going to let her have the flow tonight. Whatever she is, she wanted to get off her chest. You know what I'm saying? I know there's been many conversations we done had that she wanted to get in on, but she couldn't get in on because the motherfuckers at her job was fucking with her and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not
right.
Oh, okay. What's up, Mick? What's on your mind?
I want you. You said what?
Me.
Say that again.
She didn't start her.
Say that again, Father Time. What you say?
Mick, you gotta let him get. You gotta let him get to the back room. You can't let it. You just can't let it. You know. You can't say that.
Oh, my fault. Damn. Okay, that's right.
And he just walked in the door. You gotta let him get in the back room. All right. Well, I'm thinking of something. Anybody else? I mean, this is Wednesday, man. Come on, y'all. What we got going on? Ain't nobody got nothing going on. Nobody got nothing to get off their chest. You know what? I'm going to tell you. Well, my girl,
let me put this fire out. Hold on.
That she goes, this damn hold on, shit.
Okay. She got
to put a fire out. My girl, Candy, yesterday had called, and she was like, you know, I think we need to get back to the essence of what our show was about, man. You know, she was like, you know, I mean, because Wednesdays, we had some good Wednesdays. We done had a lot of good Wednesdays. You know, and you know, now it's like everybody just sitting down like, and get nothing to say. You going to talk about something? Come on, people. This is what we used to do. We used to wait on Tuesdays and Wednesdays just to get everything off our chest, especially when it comes to relationships. Get all this shit off our chest so we can talk about it. And this is our rest haven right here. This is how we continue the rest of the week because we didn't finally got it off our chest and we didn't kill our significant other, so. You know, let's get back to that.
Yes. This should be more exciting than playing them games on Facebook, right?
I would hope so, too, than playing the game on Facebook.
I would hope so, too.
Hold on, got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey, no, Candy.
Hey, butter, can you wait till we announce some shit?
Okay, I just heard her.
That's twice you done that tonight. Can you wait, please?
I've been drinking.
My goodness. Damn, you see, I run a madhouse here.
I done already told you.
Candy, what's been going on, baby? Candy?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Lord, you ain't changing my mind yet. You ain't changing.
What's up?
I'm asking, how you doing?
I'm good, y'all.
Hey, you know what? Yesterday you said something. You said that you officially single now. What happened with that?
Well, you just want what I wanted.
I mean, come on. You have been on this show. You do know you got to elaborate a little bit more, right?
Well, I mean. I felt more like a man than he did, than he was.
Damn.
You felt more like a man than he was?
Yeah, I did too much, and he wasn't. It just wasn't for me, that's all. Mm. Just wasn't for me.
Okay, how did you feel more of a man than him?
Because I did everything.
I mean, he did nothing?
Barely.
You fixed the car?
Ah. Right, you cut the grass?
I did.
Took out the garbage?
My kids did.
I mean, I got to know what, I got to know what was meant by you did more than him. I mean, you did more of the manly things than he did.
Or you just speaking about the bills. You just paid all the bills and he didn't pay no bills. Is that what you mean?
Oh, I did it all. I mean, it was, I did it all.
You couldn't have done everything, nah.
Superwoman.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I did everything.
Well, she couldn't do everything. You act like that's a shock and shit.
I can do it for myself. I don't need somebody tagging along. I got kids.
So, I mean, was he like that in the beginning?
No. I mean,
so
he
waited till after y'all get married to do nothing.
And started slacking like a motherfucker. Like, he just got way too comfortable. I mean, it wasn't that far.
Yeah.
It was like maybe a year and a half into it.
Wait, he lost his job or something?
No, he just lost his mojo. I don't know.
You don't know. See, that's what I'm talking about. How can you know? And here's the thing that gets me is that women agree with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she right. She ain't saying nothing. But then you got 10 women agreeing with her.
Because we all
know.
Know
what, baby?
We done all been through that.
Been through what?
We all know.
Been through what?
That's what. I mean, that's what I was standing there saying. You've done what? No, I'm good.
I'm lost.
Okay, let me see if I get this right. So you were paying all the bills. He wasn't paying no bills, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you was doing all the housework. He wasn't doing no housework.
Correct.
So you're saying the man just came home every day, kicked his shoes off, and just laid on the couch every day. He did nothing.
I mean, nothing. He played on the video games. He was like
all
a kid of mine. Well, except for when he was sleeping.
Was he fucking?
Was he what?
Was he fucking?
Well, yeah. But
guess that's what kept him around so long, huh?
What?
That's why it took so long for her to let him go, because she was getting that dick. Then she said, shit.
No, that was only, I mean, you can't, I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but
we know you
I
don't.
Ain't happy.
We know you don't.
If I ain't happy, I can't.
Hell, that ain't no payment. Shit.
Sure ain't.
Okay.
I can do that
that's
myself.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. I can understand that, but I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out what strayed him away to just stop doing what he was doing.
I don't know. I told him I wasn't happy, and he didn't want to do anything to make it better. So obviously he wasn't fighting for it. So neither was I.
Okay, well, in his defense, I mean, were you nagging him? Were you just getting on his trail all the time? Was you hitting him with bullshit as soon as he walked in the door? Is that a change of man? Is that a change of man and a relationship?
I don't nag nobody. I'm too busy.
I'm pretty sure he begged to death for, but okay.
Well, I mean, that's on his part. I mean, there's two sides to every story, but.
And then it's the truth.
That's what it is.
Right.
And it, though. That's
what it is. I got
so
tired
how long,
of it.
How long were y'all married? How long were you
3 years.
Married?
3 years.
3 years. And you said he stopped doing stuff after a year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
For no reason. Oh, well, you don't know. You don't know any reason why he would just stop.
I mean, now, because.
Did you ask him?
Well, you know, I said something to him, but I mean.
No. Did you ask him? Did you ask him, baby? Why don't you do the things you used to do when we first got together?
Well, he ain't the talkative type. So anytime I tried to talk to him, he didn't want to talk about it. Maybe he was just a cheater. I don't know. Because if I'm not happy, I can't do the things that I do if I ain't happy. And I told him I wasn't
happy.
Well,
if you don't sit up and tell him that you're not happy or
I did.
Why you're not happy,
I did.
Why would you expect him to change?
I did tell him
no.
I wasn't happy.
Yeah,
hold
but
on,
did you
man.
Tell him
hold
why
on.
You wasn't happy?
Hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, bro? Mister in the building.
What's up, mister?
What's happening, dog?
Man, I mean, I just heard that little bit right there, and I don't mean to point no fingers or poke no blame or nothing, but on the male side of it, I say that your relationship seems like it lacked communication and understanding. And when y'all was going through y'all engagement, that was your opportunity right there to practice being a wife to find out exactly what type of man this dude was going to be. You had the option of test driving him through the engagement to realize whether or not you wanted to take that step and be with him. Me personally, I feel like, and if you take that step, you take that step wholeheartedly and try your best to work with every angle, every level of the marriage until you just realize that this is not working and you both realize that it's most best for y'all both to step away from it. But, I mean, it seemed like it was doomed from the beginning, but y'all, it seemed like from what you said, y'all lack communication and understanding because you said, I tried to tell them. Well, you should have been, you was trying to tell them things through the engagement. So it wasn't working then. You should have known that it wasn't going to work after the marriage either.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, what part of did you miss? Because
I mean,
it didn't start until after we were married.
I heard that
was,
too, but
everything
I'm
was okay. I mean, I'm not going to say it was the best, but it wasn't bad. It was enough for me to marry him. But in the same time, no, there was no communication because he didn't want to communicate. But in the same time, I gave it. That year and a half that he was fucking up, I gave him that time to see what he can do, and he didn't. So I went down there, and I filed for divorce.
Before y'all got married, was he communicating then?
Well, I mean, he had some difficulties, but I understood, you know, and we did talk it out. I did push him a little more to talk to me and stuff like that, and I did get him in, you know, to where he would open up. But it was like after that year and a half of being married, he just like closed down. I don't know if he got comfortable and thought that, you know, it's never going to part or whatever the case may have been. But I just, like I said, I just let it go because I ain't got time for it. You know, I can do everything on my own. I've been doing it and I'll continue to do it.
I totally disagree with that statement.
I don't mean to poke fingers or put out blame, but my one question to you is, how long was y'all courtship before y'all decided that y'all was going to be on a more serious level of a marital status? How long did y'all court? Or did y'all do the old fly-by-night like all these celebrities do? Y'all get with somebody, y'all kicking the bobos, y'all going 6 months, and then, hey, let's go and get married. I mean, y'all, 6 months ain't long enough. How long was the courtship, that learning process from you to him? and him to you.
In other words, how long did y'all date before y'all got married? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Did she hang up?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did she hang up?
Get to know one another. Did she? I hope not. I ain't trying to jump on her case or nothing. I'm just trying to get
5 years.
Five years.
How many years?
5 years. Okay.
We were together
like
8.
That sounds like a strong platform.
Yeah. But
okay,
y'all were together
for 5 years before y'all got married? And y'all didn't see no issues?
I mean, there were some issues, like, you know, where I was going to give up at first, but, you know, I'm not the type to give up that easy. So we worked out whatever we had, you know, during our issues, and then we got married. And, you know, it just didn't work out, and... you know, we couldn't battle whatever problems we had, obviously. But it's done and over with. So, yeah.
5 years is a long time.
It is. It really is.
Can I ask one question? Let me ask one question.
Okay.
And I'll leave it alone. Do you see the mistakes you made in there? In the relationship?
Or
did you make it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course I did. I'm only human. But, you know, I mean, I've accepted my mistakes, and, you know, I've tried to work on those. I worked on those, you know, but when it's one-sided, what can you do?
What was your biggest mistake? I mean, if you have to look back in hindsight, what was your biggest mistake, baby?
My biggest mistake? I don't know. I mean, I can't really say because.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, because there was a lot. There was a lot of mistakes that I made. And
okay, I mean,
I think,
give me one.
Well, I think, it's hard for me to stay focused on one person. That was my mistake.
So you were cheating?
Not.
Emotionally.
What?
What?
So
it's either emotionally or physical. Which one is it? It's either emotionally or physical. What is
it? Well, yeah.
Both.
So you were cheating.
Yeah.
No.
This was before we got married, though.
You wonder why he shut down. Maybe he found out.
He should have not been married then, because this was before we got married.
Oh, so you didn't cheat during the marriage?
No.
Okay, so once again, my question goes, what mistake did you do during the marriage?
And don't say marrying him. That don't count.
Well, I guess not continuing to give it my all to see if it would work.
Whose dog is that?
Those are that little chihuahua. Those are mine.
Okay, so this is my question. Okay, so if say you're in a relationship and you give 100% for over 5 years, and then you in your heart you feeling like one day it's gonna be right, because it feel like it's supposed to be right. It's you when you happy, you extremely happy. But then y'all in this situation where it seemed like it ain't going nowhere, and he's starting to get on your nerves, or she's starting to get on your nerves. I mean, do you just continue or let it go because y'all ain't married?
Well, where they're supposed to be.
Right where they're supposed to be. On the counter here. This one right here. Yeah.
Hello.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even understand the question.
Okay. So, like, basically, say you've been with somebody for 7 years, 8 years, and it's on and off, but in the last year, y'all decide this is, you know, ain't no time to be playing. It's, you know, we've been together back and forth. I love you. You love me. But then there's the situation where y'all had communication issues. So now y'all trying to work out your communication issues. But you either hurting that person's feelings with your truth, or they hurting you with their truth. So do you just continue to go through that and to see if you're going to be able to handle that in the end, or do you just give up and walk away?
So when do you know that when it's over?
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. Now, I think if I'm hearing you correctly, I mean, I'm a firm believer that, all right, before you get to pointing your finger, point in the mirror. See what you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can actually walk in a relationship and say, I don't do nothing wrong, or I don't see nothing I'm doing wrong, or when you do something wrong, it's because you made me do it, then you got a problem. I hear men and women both say, well, you know, they always point at what the other person done wrong. But then when they say, well, you did this, well, you made me do it. I didn't make you do a damn thing. You did it because you wanted to do it. I mean, then you got to also, me personally, you got to know a person. I mean, you got to know a person, and you got to know when you saying, okay. I mean, that's just like we all, you know, we all adults here. We know that in relationships we push each other's butt. We all do it. Men do it and women do it. But now, if you didn't push my button to the point where you know you didn't piss me off and you refuse to bag up, then, I mean, there's no respect there. If I'm sitting there and you see me, like, I'm looking at you and I got tears swelling up in my eyes because I'm trying not to hit you and you keep going, man, you ain't respecting me. But then when I do that one forbidden thing that you don't, let's just say, for instance, if hitting you is a deal breaker, if you tell me, Kaz, if you put your hands on me, I can't be with you. And I say, okay, I understand that. And if I tell you, well, brother, you talking to me with that disrespect, I can't take that. But now you like, well, as long as I ain't putting my hands on you, I should be able to say what I want to say. But I'm telling you that that's a motherfucker, that's a deal breaker for me. So if you know that this is a deal breaker for me, why keep doing it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if I tell you what I can't handle and you tell me what you can't handle, then we should be working not to do those things. And if I keep doing them, then that means that, in my opinion, if it was me and I keep on doing something and I know and I can comprehend what you're saying, then I'm really saying I want you to leave. But there are some people who say that don't comprehend the situation, or you knew what it was from the beginning and you're.
Okay, you starting to sound like liquor store. You didn't hit that shit.
I did, but you know what? We ain't talking about that.
It's like you didn't start talking to the point where you don't even know where the conversation going now.
Okay, let me turn this bath water off. I'm so sorry.
No, the thing
is like, and that's why water be dripping.
The thing is when you're putting everything into it, you get tired of fighting by yourself.
Okay. Well, I mean, wait a minute. Hold on. Liquor store, what's happening?
You know what? You're not going to keep on picking on me when I can't even defend myself.
I'm just saying.
Hello, everybody.
I mean,
what's that?
Man, didn't nobody say.
I know. Well, forget y'all too. Shit.
I guess everybody got an attitude tonight.
Oh, well.
I don't.
I'm in a great mood. I'm freaking happy as hell. Hi.
Me too. Amen.
I'm in a bad fucking mood too. Shit. I'm trying to be.
Why?
I'm trying to make the show therapeutic for me tonight. So. That don't seem to be going.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Need some special attention.
Let me ask a question. Put some kids to their damn place. Go ahead, well, though.
We all do. Okay, we've talked about this before, but like I want to go off of what Candy said. She said she knew the guy 5 years. They was married for 3. And it started going bad a year and a half before y'all split up. My question is, why did you stay so long? And don't say
because
it was just
I didn't
want to
give
sex.
Up on. No, I didn't want to give up on it. I wanted to see if it was worth keeping or worth giving or just to give it up. And you know, I mean, I did my part to be good, and you know, but there's just some things you just can't overlook, obviously, and. So that's why I gave it my all until I just couldn't. I couldn't get turned on. I couldn't. I mean, it was just everything went downhill. You know, after maybe a month before I decided I was gonna. You know what I'm saying? Just leave. And I went down there and filed. I was like, I can't do it no more. It's just I'm working on me. And I'm doing, you know, everything that I can, but I'm not getting it in return. So I left
it
alone.
Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Ouch.
What up? What's happening?
Who is it?
Drew.
Was that what? Drew?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, what's happening, dog?
Candy.
What up, man?
Yeah.
All right, Candy. You said that you was working on you. Now here's my question. Now instead of working on you, why you didn't work on y'all?
I gotta fix myself first.
She was doing that.
Because I gotta put my part into it. Now I can't put his part into it too. I got to put my part into it and try to be what I need to be for him and be there for him, but I wasn't getting that either. So I just left it alone.
I'm pretty sure he got another side to this.
I mean, that's with any situation. I was with my ex-husband for 10 years, and we were married for 6. So it's like, I don't know why people seem like, okay, because we've been together for so long and, you know, we've been trying. Well, you just need to keep trying then. Okay, well, when is my time? No. It's like people don't ever want to, you know, like we just supposed to stay forever.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I understand people get married. Don't nobody go into a marriage and thinking, oh, I'm not gonna be with this person for the rest of my life. Don't nobody go into the marriage thinking that. But I mean, after you go through so much, you can only take so much stuff. And I mean, I understand that we all go through. We all got issues. I'm not saying one person got more issues than the other. I think everybody has issues, but I'm just saying
it's just like you have to know when it's time. I mean, when you get to that point where you just can't be with that person no more, then it should be okay to leave.
Okay, let me
right,
ask, okay,
and
me
ever
ask.
since I left, I have been like the happiest person that can walk the face
okay.
of this earth. And you know, I mean, I'm
okay.
doing me now. I'm doing me
how
by
he
myself
feel?
Now.
How did he feel about you leaving? Was he happy?
Oh, I don't know. He had a female that he moved in with, and I put him out.
Oh well, yeah, yeah, he was.
Yeah,
happy.
Yeah. But then again, check this out. His girlfriend got a hold of his phone and called me, begging me to take him back.
Damn.
And I'm like, I said, no, you did me a favor. I'm good. So she's telling the rafters of what he's about.
That's right.
You got all them damn kids back there.
I don't know what all that is.
So, you know, I mean, obviously there it wasn't on my part that, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, that something
you know,
was going on. Because she called me.
On. Stop. We got another caller. Marley, is that you?
Yes, it is. How everybody doing?
Okay.
I'm not even going to say I didn't play a part in why we separate and why we divorced. I know I did a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit I did, but so did he. I mean, we both played
yeah, like,
a part in it.
Like coming to the wedding late. I swear to God,
oh,
man,
Lord.
That
would have been a flag for me.
If you were late to my wedding, I swear, it would have been so many mad motherfuckers out there. I would have just been like, you know what?
Forget
I'm
about
gone.
It.
Forget
I'm
about
gone.
It.
I'm gone. Y'all motherfuckers
forget about
gone.
It.
This is the most expensive party I ever threw in my life, but hell no, I'm not marrying her. No. No, I'm not doing it.
Ever.
Man, look, I'm going to tell you, that's my right-handed guy. And I know black weddings don't ever start on time. I understand that. But if I'm sitting there and the motherfucking mute, and you got to start that song over because she ain't here, man,
like, where the hell
you.
She at, you know?
Man, my right-handed guy, I'm going to look at my mama. I'm gonna look at and I can hear my old man now. God damn, she ain't show up to the motherfucking wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, boy,
she ain't ready yet. Shit,
right? Yeah, I don't know what.
Danae, you was late to your wedding.
I think like 2 hours.
Oh Lord,
hell no.
Yeah, I could have did that. That was the way
I wouldn't have married her.
Yeah, they had his boys, his groomsmen had to take them outside. They had alcohol, but you know nothing couldn't start. They couldn't serve the food or anything until after the wedding. So they
well,
had to take him out
well,
outside to get him a drink or something. I mean, he was in there sweating and shit. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck.
Hold on, ladies. I'm gonna come to y'all defense too. I'm gonna come to y'all defense, ladies. If you leave the wedding rings at home and say fuck it. We just going to go without the wedding rings? Don't marry that dude. Do not marry that dude. I ain't gonna say no names, but somebody left the wedding rings and was like, fuck it, just go without them.
Oh, wow.
That's fucked up.
I ain't going to say no names, though, but he was a goat. I ain't saying no names.
Time
you talking about me?
Huh?
Okay,
yeah,
I'm not talking about
you. Yeah, I forgot the rings, but they ended up there.
You said what?
I said I forgot the rings, but they ended up there.
Yeah, because we went back and got them. We like, you can't start this wedding without the rings. That man looked at us square in the face. Went in the face, said, hey, man, tell him we ready. I'm like, you ain't got the rings. Fuck it, man. We just skipped that part.
That's like, man.
I'm exaggerating.
Exaggerating, y'all. I did not.
See, brother, okay. You shouldn't even get married.
I mean.
Okay, I'm exaggerating, but I, you know what, y'all right, he right, I'm exaggerating. What really happened, brother? Tell me.
What, are you pouting now, Timer?
I'm waiting for the explanation. What happened for real?
Time or power now.
I guess he can't talk about it.
Right.
No, we can't hear you.
He quiet.
You got to get some bass in your voice.
can't be a pimp with no bass. Can't be a pimp with no bass.
Can y'all hear me?
No,
I can hear you now.
You just heard. You said, can you hear me? Oh, can't hear you again, bro.
He acted like something wrong with the phone and shit.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Can you hear
me
now?
You know you hear us.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay. We can also hear them more badass kids.
You know he's my kids. Making all kind of damn noise.
Oh, good, man.
All right, let me ask y'all a question. For real, on the serious side. Okay, everybody on here has got an ex. Everybody in the world got an ex. If you was with somebody.
Wait a minute. We gonna have to mute Marley for a minute. That Marley, get them goddamn kids.
Oh, I'm gonna tell him. Hold on a second.
Stop yelling. All right. I know it's Christmas time, man, but damn.
Yeah, they can't wait till Christmas get here. I can't wait till they get here either. Yeah.
You might want to let them motherfuckers open up a get early.
Hey, if I did, it'd be even louder. It'd be even louder if I did.
They need something to do. But okay, everybody on here got an ex.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you with your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to you and they say, "Hey, I need $50. You don't have it." But then they turn around and come up with the $50. You ask them about it. They say, "Well, I got it from my ex." Would you be upset? Would anybody be upset?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Just a tad.
Of course.
It depends on if we're going to keep our lights on or not.
I know who lights about to be out, yours. So I'm gonna knock that shit out your ass.
I'm just wondering.
All right, dog, let me ask you, man. Suppose it's the baby daddy. Let's say baby daddy ain't paying child support. He claimed he paying it, but your girl ain't getting it. She ain't getting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she go to him and say, "Hey, I need $100 for the kids." And he give it to her, but she don't tell you about it. You know that she got this money. You like, "Well, where the hell are you getting this money from?" She said, "Well, I got it from him. I got it from my baby daddy." Would you be upset that she even asking this motherfucker for something?
No, I mean, you know what?
Not that she asked, but that she kept it from you.
Wait 1 minute. This is a question for the man.
Oh. It don't have to necessarily go for the men only, nigga. Come on, man.
Man, y'all gonna, you know what? Look here, goddammit. In 2016, y'all gonna show me some respect. Y'all done fucked me over all 2015. I mean, 2016. I'm going to get some respect around here. Now, to answer your question, brother, and she told me that her baby daddy gave us some money. Now, I got to ask one question before I answer this. How old is the kids?
Teenagers.
Are they under 18?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not really going to lock ass about that because – I mean, if he ain't paying child support and then she like, well, you know, your kids need this, that, or the other, and he give us some money, I'm not going to trip about that. But now, if this motherfucker 27, and you talking about, well, my baby daddy gave me some motherfucking money, yeah, we got a motherfucking problem now.
Oh, hell no. He said 27. And he's trying to go for support.
Now I'm looking at you real cross-eyed.
Hell no.
What about you, Marley? We still got Marley and Mist on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What about y'all, man? Would it upset you or would you let it ride?
If she was owed some money, I'm like, go ahead and get it from him. Shit, and might as well. He ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing anyway.
Okay. What about you, mister?
Personally, I probably wouldn't care. But, I mean, if I took you on as my uncle, I trust that you had the right intentions when taking that money. And if there's anything that's going to be done, it's going to be you giving it to him. So I ain't got no problem with him because you're going to give him whatever you want to give him anyway, whether it's for money or for no money. So if I trust the person that I'm with, and she's taking the money for the right reasons, I ain't got no problem with it. If she's straight up and she's getting that money for them kids, I ain't got no problem with her.
Right.
Okay,
I agree.
Now I'm going to flip it.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. You ain't asked Drew. You ain't asked Drew.
Oh, yeah. Drew still on here? Oh, Drew,
yeah. What
you got to say?
I wouldn't have no problem with it.
But what if she told you? What if she didn't tell you about it?
We don't
got to tell
every
time we get some money.
I know, right? Say that again, Janae. Shit.
Just like we don't.
They don't tell us.
Just like we don't.
They don't.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't.
I mean,
you know what, you're right.
If we ain't doing nothing wrong, and, you know, we got it for the right reason, then, you know,
that's all that matters.
Like we doing that's all that matters.
Hey, that's just like.
And if I go and get some money because I said I want my hair done and you won't give it to me, so I go let another nigga pay me my hair done, then.
I'm going to beat your ass, and then I'm going to fuck your hair up. Now, how about that?
You're going to fuck your hair up.
Oh, boy. I'm getting it braided. You're going to pull all my edges out.
Goddamn right. You're going to be a bohickey when I finish. A bald head hoe.
Bald head hoe.
Oh, wow.
Lily D. Bald head hoe.
Oh, my.
What you see, D? Because I'm going to tell you, as soon as you walk in, I'm going to start singing that song. What you see, D? What you see, D? I see some bald head hoes. Why you keep singing that song? I'm about to snatch all your motherfucking hair out your head.
Hell no.
Yeah. Man, come on now. That's a level of respect, man. I mean, I ain't going to snatch all your hair out for real, but it's a level of respect. If you just then walked up to your ex, talking about you need to go get your hair done. You know, come on, man. You better put a hat on. You better put a hat on until I get paid. You not finna, I mean, come on.
You know what, though? In that situation, I'm suspect anyway. Because why would he give you money to do your hair? Unless y'all still
fucking. Really?
really far.
I mean, shit. She can tell him anything. She can tell him shit. She got a bill to be paid. Need to be paid just so she can get her
see,
hair
but
done.
That, now you sitting there playing with fire. Why would you?
I'm just saying.
That's the situation
I'm not
to get y'all motherfuckers fucked up.
I'm just saying. We can do that all the time. I know I can do that. I could go back to my baby's bed tonight and my daughter grown. And if I ask her for some money, he'll give it to me. But I would never do that.
We would have some issues.
I'm just saying, because I know how he still feels about me. So I could use that to my advantage if I wanted to. I mean, people do that, but I'm just saying.
If I'm your man and I find out, I'm kicking your ass. That's the bottom line. See, that's what I keep talking about. Motherfuckers talk that tough shit, but then when a motherfucker get on their ass, what you hit me for? Get him off me. That's not all, motherfucker. You was tough. You're tough. Stop being tough.
He gonna mess your hair up.
Goddamn, I'm going to snatch that shit out.
Hell no. It was a nice wig anyway. I could just put it back on.
Right.
You know,
take it off and dust it off.
I'm
blaming
it.
I'm putting that
if
shit
it was
right
a wig, do you really
you
think
real
you're getting it back?
Up.
I'm burning that bitch up.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm wet that wig up. I'm throwing it in the pool somewhere. Throwing the bathtub or something.
No, I'm sitting right on the barbecue grill with some lighter fluid, and we about to cue.
I had a petty situation like that. Somebody took my wig and put it in them, and you know them incense things that burn wax melts? Pour wax melt all over my wig. I was like, oh, okay.
How is that petty? I don't see how that's petty.
Oh, that's real petty.
What did you do?
Wait a minute. What did you do for him to take the wig?
I guess we had an argument about him stepping up to the plate, and if he wasn't, then I can move on. So I guess I showed him I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't cheat. I didn't do nothing wrong, but you know what I'm saying. I got my hair done, and then I got my lashes done, and
he ripped them off.
Then
he ripped them off too.
He didn't rip nothing off. It was just that, like, I had went shopping and for myself. You know, I went on a girl's little, you know, and when I come back, my wig that I had bought earlier was sitting in the wax. Cup, like, you done poured. And he was like, so who is you trying to impress? And I said, what is you talking about? Why did you, you know, it looked like you just doing a whole bunch of stuff and, you know, that you being insecure, right? Because I done already told you what it was.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff?
What?
Have you ever heard of Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff?
No.
Okay. He's a pro wrestler back in the 80s, and he used his move called a pile driver.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful. Okay.
Where he
picked
you up between his legs and drop you on your motherfucking
head.
Yes,
I remember. Okay.
Pile drive the shit out of your motherfucking ass.
To him, it seemed kind of funny as y'all get in an argument, and all of a sudden you want to go out and get all beautified up. All of a sudden, after you get into a big argument, what you getting all cleaned up for?
Sometimes that just makes us feel better.
Right.
Jeez. You know what? You got me fucked up. I'm gonna tell you, and I think I told y'all this story before. I mean, and maybe I got a lot of my biological dad in me. Because him and his girl got in that argument, and he told her ass, and she did that same shit. Well, you know what? Fuck you. He sat there, didn't say two words. That motherfucker went upstairs, and she jumped shop. I mean, when I say she jumped shop, yeah, she made me look at her ass. I said, damn, I know you're supposed to be my stepmama, but goddamn. That motherfucker came downstairs looking good, smelling good. That motherfucker got behind her, cut that motherfucking dress straight off her ass, and carry your dumb ass back upstairs. So now that brand new dress that she done went out and bought, that she probably could have wore somewhere, but because she had that little attitude, he cut that motherfucker straight off her ass, panties and all. I wasn't mad about that one, though.
I mean, I got
to see that monkey.
I just don't understand it. Like,
man, that motherfucking monkey popped out that motherfucker quick too.
I was younger, and my dude, like, you know, he talking all this shit about himself. So my friends hype me up. You know, they going out to the club that I want to go. I said, well, I ain't got no money. You know, this ain't a pay week. So I called him and told him, well, my friend's going out. I need some money. He said, oh, come over and get it. And I'm dressing this badass dress. I mean, ooh. When I say I wish he wouldn't have did what he did. But I get over there, and he look at me, and he rips my whole skirt clean off. Like, I can't even go back home now unless I put on your pants. Because you mad because I'm looking too good. Like, really?
But you got some dick that night, though, right?
I was mad because my friends was waiting for me, and if you really didn't want me to go, then you should have been a man because I was dating a grown man. You should have been a grown man and said, I don't want you to go.
I mean, so are we only supposed to look that good when we with y'all? Is that what
that's what I'm saying? That's what I think. That's how I feel, like men are. If you sitting
hold
at the
on.
House.
No, let's stop this. Let's stop this right now. You know what? It ain't even the fact that y'all not supposed to look good when y'all go out. But here's the thing. Here's what, and I'm going to tell you, and I believe this is what most men lock ass about. If you can sit there and jump shop and look just as beautiful and gorgeous and vivacious as you want to be when you're going out, but you can never look that good for us, why not?
Well, no, I'm not, you ain't taking me nowhere. What I'm going to waste makeup for?
Damn it, hold on!
You wanted an answer.
I'm trying to finish my question. Next. Sorry I had to raise my voice like that. But don't make me do it again. but seriously, this is what I'm not bullshitting. This is what a lot of men get mad about. Because you come to bed with the motherfucker, that holy ass motherfucking t-shirt on, or them rollers, or that ugly ass scarf. But then a motherfucker, they don't get to see you at your best. Only time a motherfucker get to see you at your best is when you going out. And a lot of times, I mean, you have some couples that go out with each other, but the ones that don't really go out with each other, that motherfucker don't ever see you at your best unless you going someplace else. Or you going out someplace else.
He see me at my best every night because I sleep naked.
The question ought to be
if the only time you see me looking good is when I'm going out, why in the fuck don't you take me out?
That's what the question should be. How you gonna get mad at me when I go out with my girl?
There you go. You just cause your motherfucking weed gone. Don't come disrupting my motherfucking segment. Cause the weed gone.
You know what? I'm putting y'all back on mute. Forget you, Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Damn
it. Seriously, though. I mean, you said why do motherfuckers get mad? And I'm just saying, not in all cases. I'm not saying that every man like that. But in a lot of cases, that's what they get mad about. They get mad. I mean, if a motherfucker only see you in, okay. And don't get me wrong, we all love for y'all to come to bed naked. I mean, shit. So we know that we ain't got to work about it. But sometimes, we want to see that lingerie. We want to work for it. We want to peel it off. We don't always want to see you naked all the time. Sometimes we want to peel it off you. Sometimes we want to see the panties slide off.
I can come to bed naked. And that don't mean I'm be just laying on top of the covers with my legs cocked open. I'm a wrap, might have a sheet wrapped around me or off all up under the covers, and you still got to come get it. I'm not gonna, that don't mean I'm just set up.
You know what? That don't even make sense what you just said.
Yes, it does.
So you really
yes,
think a cover is sexy? You really think making unwrapping you off a cover is sexy? Come on, man.
You said chasing after it. No, I'm saying I'm not
really
just saying that I get in the bed naked expecting to be fucked every night. But that's
I
what
didn't
I'm
say
saying.
You said that. No, I know that's what you're saying.
That's
it don't
a gift.
Make sense what
that's,
you're saying.
That's a gift.
What's a gift? What's a gift?
I'm in bed every night naked.
You out your motherfucking mind. Let me get this. Let me get you straight on one thing. Your pussy ain't no more important than my dick. All right? Let's get that straight. These ain't the 80s. That motherfucking shit don't work no more.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the motherfucking
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
So what, because you give me some pussy, you supposed to be great? No, motherfucker.
I did not say
that.
That
shit don't work. You ain't no virgin. You
I did not
no
say
word.
That. I know what I am, and I know what I can do. So that's what I said. I ain't
I
said
don't
nothing
care
about
what you
then.
Can do. You can. You know what? You can get. You can make me come in 4 seconds. But if you still talking that bullshit, fuck what you talking about. That I mean, you not no virgin. I mean, shit, virgin pussy is the only pussy where a motherfucker gonna be like, okay, I got something here. I think I got something here. Other than that shit, hey, motherfucker, like shit. You got your warranty done started. You done got miles put on that motherfucker just like everybody else.
Horrible. Like I said.
You ain't, I keep telling you, you ain't no spring chicken no more.
I'm still popping out babies, so I'm some.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy than a motherfucker. Eat. Crazy than a motherfucker popping out babies. Right now,
I mean, if medically, it is. It's I could still have babies. That don't mean I was trying to go out and have babies.
I know some that was damn near 50 and popped out some kids, and she was happy. I'm like, hi, damn boy, shit, all right.
She wanted something to do.
Well, all hers is grown.
Shit,
or something.
You better buy a tea, a pet, and water that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Something to do.
I found a young whippersnapper to lay up under. The next thing you know, pregnant.
Man, I wish a motherfucker would. I would be the. I'm telling you, and I'm gonna put this out there. Motherfucker, get pregnant by me right now. You fucked. Cause I'm gonna be a deadbeat dad. I'm not lying. I'm not raising no more motherfucking kids.
Wow.
I got grandkids now, man. Seriously, I got grandkids. My grandkids will not be. Damn. Look. Damn. Wait a minute. That's my uncle. I'm older than my uncle. No. I got 3 motherfucking uncles that I'm older than. You're not doing that one. You think, okay, come on now. Stop. Help me out on this. And ladies, too. Now, I'm 42. At 42, do you think that I'm finna start over and try to raise another kid? In 20 years, when that motherfucker turns 21, I'll be 63. Man, you think I'm finna get the arguing and tussling with this motherfucker at 63? I'm gonna have to do like, I'm going to have to do like the movie, what was it, Jungle Fever. I'm just going to have to shoot his ass.
Now, this is what blew me away. My first child's father, his father was 72 when he had his last child.
Damn.
That motherfucker crazy.
Yeah.
But I ain't mad at him.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at him.
24 kids.
Really?
24. He was married twice, and one of them had 12,
like,
one of them had 11. And
that sound like my uncle.
24 kids?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he got 24, but he got...
Damn!
Man, I wouldn't want to live in a household with 11 kids. You hear me?
No.
Right. Me neither.
Man, if there's 11 of us, I got to move. Can I go live with my grandma? Because I ain't getting, especially if you the middle kid, you ain't getting shit.
Exactly.
Shit, you got a bunch of middle kids.
Mm-hmm. There's another girl that was
pick one.
Another girl, Cass, by our age, she was having stair steps. She had, I think she just had her last baby about 4 or 5 years ago. I said, how in the hell can you have 10, 11 kids and still be happy?
Easy.
Yeah.
You might got the income.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Jesus.
You ain't lying.
A woman would love to have kids if she got financial stability and house emotional stability and all that kind of stability. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with dropping. That's what a woman is waiting for, to bear children.
Hold on, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, fellas. Hold on. Now, I just heard what you said, but let's go down the line here. We're going to start at Liquor Store. If your man was financially stable and he was taking care of you, he was doing the whole 9 yards, do you mind having 9 to 10 kids?
Yeah.
No, you do mind or you don't? I mean,
yeah,
you,
I don't want
you
no damn 9 to 10 kids. Hell, I got 3 now. I'm trying to get their ass away.
Oh, okay. Not Janine. Now your man is financially stable. You ain't got to do shit. All you got to do is take care of the kids. You want 9 to 10?
Hell no.
I'd
rather take
anesthesia.
I don't think
everybody agree with you. That we got any more ladies?
I mean, I believe, honestly, I've always believed this my whole life. I know for a fact that that's what a woman's body is for, is to bear children. And that leaves a generation after generation after generation. And if I was able to be happy financially, emotionally, mentally, and all of that, and when I had all these kids, they had what they wanted, I didn't have to stress about that, none of that, yeah, I would love to have kids, because, you know, you raise them, and then they have each other to play with. You ain't got to worry about cussing out another baby neighbor because they kids hit your kids. You ain't got to worry about them feeling alone because they always got somebody to talk to. Then when they want to talk to you, you don't want to be talked to, you can send them to their, yeah.
But you aren't tipping because you financially.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
She got
Danny.
She's about to make another baby. She ain't tripping. Shit,
I'm right. The only thing I want to do now is keep on practice. I don't want no more results.
But it's financially stable. She got nannies amazing. Shit, she ain't raising them kids. They are.
Mm-hmm.
I see none of them.
Man, I wish a ball.
I mean, it's
I
like
don't.
This. At this, honestly, at this way the world is going now, I wouldn't want to bring 9 or 10 kids in it. But back in the day, if I was financially, you know, when I started having kids, and if I would have got married and we had everything, I would have been very happy. I wanted 5 boys and 2 girls.
Shut the fuck up! No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
My main thing is, after having 9, 10 kids, that them bathroom walls is through. You know what I'm saying? You ain't hitting nothing.
I don't think so. Not at all.
You better buy a whole lot of vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
There are so many ways to keep you together.
Honestly, do you think 9 kids? Let's just say you had 9, and let's just say they steps. So let's just say from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know how hectic your house would be? Man, that motherfucker ain't, man. Shit. I would work doubles every day. Man,
older,
I'm not going home.
Working
I'm not going
yeah,
home.
Right.
I would work doubles. You would never see me. I'm not coming home to that shit.
I'll see why not. They all
I'll
your damn
back.
Demon seeds.
I know. That's your seeds.
I don't care. Fuck
and what if you have these 9 kids and they become the new Jackson 9?
you see how they did Joe. Joe ain't got shit. Joe up there. They done closed down Hustle Joe. Joe ain't got shit. Joe done took them boys from the back of Roosevelt School to the motherfucking top of the world, and Joe ain't got shit. He couldn't even go over Mike House.
You don't know Joe.
Mike
Joe wasn't right.
Mike
Joe
was
right. I'm telling you.
Joe shouldn't have been beating the shit out of him while they were coming.
He wasn't right.
You
wasn't
know
right.
Hold up. First and foremost, let me say this. And any motherfucker that's from Gary, if Joe and the Jacksons would never got rich, and he whooped them kids' ass the way he did, he'd have been father of the year. But because he got the line, oh, that's child abuse. Joe ain't do shit to them kids that we didn't get done.
Okay, well, motherfucker, why we ain't national, motherfucker?
Because
you got your ass whooped.
Because you couldn't sing. Because you couldn't sing, goddamn it.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Lucas. So, now,
I know your people. You supposed to be the heir to the candy house.
You know what? You bogus. I did have a candy store, too, myself. I'm just saying.
Your grandma was the candy store queen.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Damn straight. She passed the torch, because I had candy store, too. And it was profitable. Shit.
Oh, that's your fault. You had a Joe Jackson.
Nah, my Joe left. My Joe didn't beat me. He left. That's a different kind of beating.
Well, all I'm saying is everybody want to talk shit about Joe, but it had Joe, bitch. Had they never left Gary, Mike would have been at Roosevelt. Mike probably would have graduated with some odd people. You know what I'm saying? He'd have beat Mike's ass for hanging on the corner. They'd have been like, now that's what you're supposed to do. Raise them boys. But then you got in Hollywood and it wasn't allowed for them to beat on them. Now all of a sudden, now it's a problem. Fuck it. Whoop their ass, Joe. Y'all couldn't even get Joe enough money to keep Hustle Joe's open. Come on, now.
Okay, but look what happened to LaToya. So see, they made it. But
what happened to LaToya? Shit, you tell me. That bitch was just out of pocket.
Uh huh.
And furthermore, the bitch couldn't sing.
Yeah, she wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah, bitch couldn't sing. Yeah. Shit. Hell, Reeby only sung that one song, Centipede.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is
that. Reeby must not have gotten no whooping.
How the fuck did we get on the Jacksons and whooping? Okay, I gotta ask the same question. Who the fuck is doing their nails or something? What the hell is that?
I think it's
the
name.
What?
I think it's Jermaine.
Somebody doing their nails.
Yes, I hear it.
You hear what?
What's the noise?
I hear the embry. What is it called? The
embry board.
Yeah.
Nail file shit.
Nah, that's not me.
Is that you, Lucas?
No.
Candy.
Who's that name?
Marley.
Marley.
Men are doing it.
Chan's over there giving himself a manicure. He don't want nobody to know.
Please,
no, that's Marley. That's Marley right there. You know how Marley get to do it. Marley, now Marley over there sitting by the washing machine. That's what that is.
Well, I don't say.
Speaking of that, you know, I went home, and I actually seen my old man paint me my mother's toes.
Oh,
that's sweet. You ain't never painted a little girl's toes?
No, I've never done that before. And I was just, I thought it was rather gross myself. I was like, ooh, what are y'all doing?
Oh.
That's so sweet.
And my brother was like, he do that all the time.
Yeah, I used to get my toes painted all the time, especially when I was pregnant. I couldn't do it.
Ooh. See, you know what? Then the difference between that is that I'm sure there was just something my old man just wanted to do. You probably tried to make him do it.
What? Ever? No, I ain't that controlling now.
So he actually just painted your toes for no reason. You didn't ask him.
No, he asked me that I want my toes painted. And I said you would do that for me, and then he gave me a massage and painted my toes. And then a couple of weeks later, he said it looked like the nail polish then came off. Let me redo them. And I said, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of men that paint toes. There's a lot of men that do a lot of stuff. They just don't tell y'all.
And I understand that. I mean, maybe I thought that it was gross because it was my mom and dad doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, I mean, because mom and that. See, here's the thing about it is that he's always taught me to be this man's man. Don't bag down. You never bag down. You don't run from shit. You stand up to any motherfucker. I don't give a damn. And you in here painting toes?
Okay, when you're dealing with the world, yeah, you're supposed to be that. But you got to have a little tenderness at home. I mean, you got to. It's just,
that man ain't never taught me nothing about no tenderness. Now, everything was taught to me was hardcore. You know what I'm saying? He's never said, all right, you know, in 89, then you got to pamper your woman a little bit. He's never said nothing like that to me. It's always, shit, what the fuck? She ain't acting right? Fuck her. She ain't acting right. Fuck her. Yeah, go on, get that motherfucker. Tell that motherfucker get the fuck out if she don't want to do what the fuck you say.
Okay, but look,
you know,
he's saying all of that. He's saying all of that,
right?
But he's been with the same woman all these years. What's that tell you?
Well, considering that he doing the toll shit, tell me you goddamn lie.
Exactly. You know,
I don't think mine would want me to paint her toenails because I can't paint in between the lines. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be paint all over the skin and every damn thing. Yeah, it'd be all over.
Toenail polish be fucked up.
All on your feet and shit. And,
Just give me the money, baby. I love you anyway.
Like we do, I'm like, we do that all the time for our men, you know, for the men. So I don't see what
you paint his nails.
Yeah, I used to do his toenails all the time.
You're not painting my nails, nah. No.
It would be like a clear polish.
I don't give a damn.
Shit, I ain't had a
new. I have found the nails, manicures, pedicures.
It's like a coat. You know, it helps your nails grow and keeps your nails strong. Stuff like that.
Okay, I understand all that, but no, that's not happening. Now, I have had my first pedicure.
I have had my first pedicure, and I
enjoyed it. I enjoyed my pedicure. I really did. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I took a picture of my feet and everything, like, look at these motherfucking dogs.
I enjoyed it.
You just mad because ain't nobody that touched them corn calluses or nothing. That's all the fuck you mad about. Hey, Mother Nature, tell that motherfucker you keep your socks on while you in bed. You don't take your motherfucker off. You gonna sleep with socks on.
Now, I'm gonna tell you like this: you ever in the jungle need to climb a motherfucking tree? Be glad she did your damn toes.
No, I'm serious. I've never had a pedicure in my life. So, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say I was like, okay. I was skeptical. I was skeptical about it. But she did it, and you know what I'm saying? She was doing it, and I mean, I'm like, damn. You know, because most women, I mean, let's be honest. Most women be like, I ain't fucking with your feet. I don't give a damn. I'm not touching your feet. A lot of women are like that. But, I mean, she didn't, you know, she did the whole nine yards. And you know what? Mm-hmm. And it was just the fact that a motherfucker that would actually sit down and do that is like, wow.
Take time
damn.
To do it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a motherfucker actually sat there, clipped your toenails and all that shit, made sure they was even. Like, wow. Okay.
I want to do that, and I have yet to come across a man who will let me. Y'all crazy. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
I think the few guys I have done it, I ain't gonna do it for everybody now, but the few people I have done it to, they let me do it. I mean, and I'm a perfectionist, so I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna do it like you at the shop in your feet.
Wait a minute, hold on. Do you talk with the Chinese accent?
I could put on the little Chinese outfit. It's not Chinese, it's Korean, get it right.
What the fuck you say? They been talking about my feet. Oh, dirty bitch. I don't like nobody touching my feet.
She gonna tell you the whole time why she. You come back 2 weeks. You come back 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You come back. Don't you take your socks off? You come back 2 weeks. You come back. You come back.
Father Time, you ever had a pedicure, Father Time?
No, sir.
Shut the front door. Not ever. I ain't never had one, so no. Shit, ain't nobody gonna touch them evil claws.
He called them evil claws. Oh, shit. Ooh. Oh, he is wrong for that.
What you call right, my dog, people?
Equal claw. Hey dog, but real talk. Now, would you ask your girl to do it? I mean, hearing it tonight, would you like go in there and be like, baby, can you give me a pedicure?
Nope.
Hey, I thought that was a part of hygiene.
It is.
I thought that was part of hygiene.
I mean, it is
part of hygiene, but to have somebody submit themselves to doing it for you is a beautiful feeling.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. Up until this point, hell, I clipped my own toenails. See, I did my own.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna say it was the best looking job, but see.
I
get
like
my feet done. Me and Mia go to the beauty shop all the time. Get our feet done. Nail salon. Get our feet done together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like they
got a word for people like you.
That's sweet.
Nigga, I wear flip flops in the summertime, so I keep my feet tight.
Okay, I'm still saying they still got a word for people like you.
Oh my goodness.
Just a minute. Oh.
No, seriously, what do they call it, the guys that get their feet done? Seriously.
What, metrosexual?
Metrosexual.
There you go. Metrosexual. There you go. See, y'all thought I was saying something fucked up. I'm not going to go to the motherfucking salon. I'm not doing it.
I just feel like this. Well, however you got to get it done, whether it's your woman, whether it's you go to the salon, the spa, whatever, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you got to take care of your feet because you got to stand on them. You ain't going to get no more. You know what I'm saying? You take care of them, shit. Because the more comfortable your feet are, you know what I'm saying, while you got to do what you got to do, the more comfortable you are. If you standing on your feet and they hurt and your toenails falling in your shoes and, you know,
well,
you
hell,
so
that's what you know. You gotta cut the motherfuckers. You cut them. What you gotta do.
But
if you don't cut them right, then you got ingrown toenails because you didn't cut them straight across, and now they growing in the side of your toe.
Well, I don't wear flip flops, so shit. I don't know.
It don't matter whether you wear flip flops or not. You gotta stand on your 2 feet. You gotta work every day, and I want you to
work every
day.
My feet are just fine.
Why don't you just hush, Mr.
Oh, you're not going to sit there and act like I don't take care of my motherfucking feet. Shit.
No,
I don't get pedicures. I don't get pedicures. Well, I'm sitting here telling you that I don't get pedicures. So, now what?
Well, be fine with your fucked up feet.
I bet you got corn counters and knuckles, too.
No.
All right, I tell you
and
what.
I do it,
everybody talking.
Hold on.
Since everybody talking all this shit, we got a website, SinCityRadioShow.com. Let's get the pretty feet challenge going. Let's see who feet. Everybody talking all this shit. Let's see who got some good looking feet.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go ahead.
I put my toes all on the site. You got it.
I ain't seen the toes on no site.
I said I will.
I will. Okay, let's see. Let's go.
You put toes on the site.
SinCityRadioShow.com.
You gonna put your feet?
I ain't ashamed of my feet.
All right, okay, fine. With your unpedicured toes, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I'm hating on you. Your toes raggedy and mine is fresh. I ain't hating.
All right, y'all. Boy, you got their text messages are stupid, boy. Goddamn, boy. You get text messages, boy. Goddamn. All right, y'all. We got to get the hell up out of here. Cause I'm tired, shit. Fuck it, shit. I'm going to be getting the hell up out of here. Pop time, where you at, man? Take us up out of here, man. Get us off.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to start. Janine, you got any last words?
Oh, yes. It was a good show. It was good talking with everybody. And I will be on here next week.
Put your feet up.
I don't have no problems. No problems with my feet.
All right. Who got next? Candy, you got any last words?
Nice talk to you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Wait a minute, hold on, Candy, before you even get up out of here. Put a profile pic up.
Oh, how you do that? I don't know how to do all that.
Oh, God damn. You got to be smarter than I'll be working with, baby.
I'm going to work on it.
All right, Mick.
Hello.
Yeah. Great show. Great show, people. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you.
Let me get one of them Heineken. I'll be there tomorrow, man.
No.
I'll be the Heineken.
Okay, we're going to get our toes done. Bet. Come on. You're going to get in the car with me. You're going to get our toes done. You're going to be in the car with me tomorrow night.
Yeah, all right. All I got to do
we're
is going to
get our toes done.
We ain't going nowhere. We're going to get the Royals.
Our toes done, nigga.
Like
we getting our toes done. That's all I'm going to say to you. I ain't going to argue with you on this site, man. Come on. I said the site. I'm drunk to the motherfucker on this phone.
You like the one-time tacos?
All right, what we at? Marley.
Yeah, what's going on, people? You know, great show. Nice hearing y'all. You know, have a good holiday, whatever you celebrate. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Drew.
All right.
What up, what up?
You got any last words, man?
Yeah, man, I just want to wish everybody happy Merry Christmas, man. Y'all be safe out there, man. I'll let y'all next week.
That's what's up. Liquor Stove.
Merry Christmas, Nancy. No. Everybody have a good one. I'll be back next week.
All right, Mister.
Yeah, you got me back on. I was running out of signal back there around Lafayette. Hey, man. Started out slow, but, still came up to speed. I enjoyed myself, man. Y'all have a good weekend. I'll holler at y'all next Tuesday.
That's what's up. Butter.
Yes, I enjoy myself this evening, and I will be back next week. Enjoy y'all. Merry Christmas. And good night.
That's what's up. All right, what you got, man?
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
All right, Chris. Yeah, happy Hanukkah. Hey, no, for real, though. SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Let's get up on that, man. Post them pics, blog, videos, whatever it is y'all got to do, man. Like I keep telling y'all every week, I'm gonna keep banging it in your head. SinCityRadioShow.com. Get on there, man. Post your pics. Like I said, hey, y'all can do it on Facebook. Y'all can do it on Sin City. Well, ain't nothing different. That's what's up. All
right, y'all. On that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time next Tuesday, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out. God bless. Merry Christmas. Peace. Hey,